And it's
okay, so 2 weeks ago, we did the sugya of lo lishma. Now we're going to do the inverse, which is lishma, because as was clear in that Gemara, lo olam yasog adam b'torah, or b'torah mitzvah, shalo lishma, we talk shalo lishma, ba lishma, well, what is this thing we call lishma? So, gotta love it. Lishma, what is lishma? What does that word even mean? Before we, right, let us just translate the word. Let's try. Well, you know, maybe before we try, I'll show you some sources that show that it's valuable. While you start thinking, what does it even mean? So let's look, for example, number one here, the Mishnah and Avot, really it's a Braita, but okay, fine. The sixth Perek. Shanu Chachamim B'Lashona Mishnah. The Chachamim teach this Braita as if it were a Mishnah, but it's not. But who cares? Perek Shabachar Bahem Mishnatam. Blessed is he who chose Mishnah. Remeir Omer, Remeir says, Kala Osek B'Torah Lishma. If you learn Torah, Lishma, whatever that means. Zoche L'Dvarim Harbei. You merit many things. V'lo, not only that, El Shekola Ulam Kulo, Kedai Hulo. The whole world was worth being created for you, for him. Maybe I'll point to one of you, decide. For you, the world was created. And you are called Nikra Rea, you are a friend of God. Ohev. Ahuv, Ohev, the beloved, the one who loves God at Amakom. Ohev at Abriel, you love people. Misameach at Amakom, you make God happy. Misameach at Abriel, you make people happy. Umibalshato, anava, you are clothed in humility. Viyira, in fear of God. Umachsharta, liot sadik, it prepares you at sadik, viyash, vichosid, viyashar, vineman. Umerachakto, minachet, umekaravto, lideschut. Veneni menu eitzavetushia bina ugvura shenemar li eitzavetushia anivina li gvura no tenet lo malchut. It gives you kingdom. I don't have to translate every word here. Umemshala v'chakurdin umigal no raze toira. You get the secrets v'nase kemayana mitkaber. You become an ever-flowing spring ukinahar shein oposek, a river that never stops. Ve'vechanua v'erech ruach umochel albano umigadalto umiramamto al kol hamaasim.
Wow.
Right. So that is Tanoim. Learning Torah Lishma, as they say in Yiddish, alamailus. Right? Every positive thing you can say in the world is about he who learns Torah Lishma. In Masechet Ktanot, right, in the Masechet Kala, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Osik B'Torah Lishma, Zochel Dvarim Harbei. Tana Rabbanon, Maisi B'Rabbi Meir, Shaloch L'Makom Echad. Rabbi Meir once went to a place, Shalu Zokin Echad, and an elder asked him, K'tiv Reach Nichoach Yishel LaHashem. It says by Karban that it is a pleasing scent to God. Uktiv Ishe Reach Nichoach LaHashem. And elsewhere it says Ishe first, right? Reach Nichoach Ishe LaHashem or Ishe Reach Nichoach LaHashem. Lohavi Biyade. He didn't know the difference. Nichnas Levera Midrash Vishal. Amrulo Kan Beoskin Bishma. Right. Then it is in Ishe Lashem. It's a fire for God. Apparently that's better. Kan Baloskin Lish. Sorry. Kan Loskin Shalo Lishma. And that is apparently just in Ishe, which is Reach Nichoach for God. Okay. Ula Rabbi Meir. In case you were wondering how bad learning not Lishma is, missing Lishma. Adetani Kol Isik Vidar Lishma. Lit Lehadam Rabbi Yochanan Vayomer Hashem Al Azvam Etarati. The Pasuk says that the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because you left the Torah. Lo Avodah Zarah. It wasn't for Avodah Zarah, V'lo Gilui Arayot, or forbidden sexual unions, U'Shfichat Dam, or murder. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God says, Lo Igleiti Et Yisrael, I only sent the Jews into Galut. El B'Shil Sha'azvu Et HaTorah, they left the Torah, Shenemar, V'oti Avzavu, V'etorati Lo Shamaru. Ha'oti Avzvu? Lama. What does it mean that they left me, or why did they leave me? Torati lo shamaru, because they didn't keep the Torah. Mikan amru chachamim laolam yasuk am Torah mitzvot tefilo shel lishma shitoch shel lishma ba lishma. We'll come back to the next line in a minute. Lishma is really very important. So good. I asked you, what does it mean to learn Torah lishma? What does lishma even mean?
Shema means
here,
right?
Nope. So, not even close.
Like when you say Shema, Shema here.
This is with a hey, not with an ayin. Right? What does Lishma mean?
Or its name.
Okay. One second. So, Adon says Lishma for its own sake. How do you get that translation? No, he's not wrong. But why? What's this is going to be the ambiguity. Why? Right, Li, shame, and what's the Shma, the possessive here? For itself, right? Li, Shma, for itself, right? For it. Good. One possibility is Lishma is Lishem HaTorah. The object is feminine, Lishem something, and the something is it. It's reflective. I learned Torah for its own sake. Boom. Good. Another possibility is Lishem Hashem. For the one for whom the Torah is. What's the problem with it, grammatically? It should be Lishmo and not Lishma. But it's possible that you could say, Lishem Hashchina. I don't know something. Sure. What else? What's the other possibility?
It's intended purpose.
It's L'shem Mashahu. Right? Right? For its purpose. Right? For what it was intended. Yes? Good. For what was it intended?
So
Ezra says, even if you think it's for that which was intended, Eitan still might be right, because maybe what was intended is itself justifying. Okay, good. Or, right, probably the best candidate is if you think it's L'shem Mashahu, right, is, now good. So if you want, so what we're going to see is that traditionally, all these views have expression. Okay, now the expert, the world expert in Lishma was Rabbi Lam, Zichrono Livracha, whose dissertation was literally on Lishma.
Wait, Rabbi Norman Lam?
Yeah. Yes, that one, right?
He was a family friend.
He was great. He wrote his dissertation on Lishma in Reb Chaim Volozhin. That was his book. It was about Lishma. He wrote it later in life. It is a very intense PhD. And who was the chief, the head of the committee who approved his dissertation? Very good, the Rav. Okay. Right, the Rav was sat in as academic advisor and approved it. Right, he was the member of the committee. There are other people on it. Arthur Hyman was one of them, and the third one, I don't know. The Rav I remember, and Hyman, when I had Hyman as a professor in graduate school, he was, Rabbi Lam at the time was like 90 years old, and Hyman was on his, was, had approved his. You can, so I looked at it, and I was like, oh, that's why Professor Hyman is so old. He was like, it's crazy. It was a crazy experience, right? He was like learning with someone who lived everything he taught. He was like 95 or 97 when I had him. It was crazy. 95, I think. It was crazy when we did modern Jewish history. He's like, when I first taught this course and I wanted to teach Halachic Man, I asked Soloveitchik if I could make, I think he said, mimeographs of it. I'm like, wait, why? It hadn't been published yet. I'm like, it was published in like 1956. You've been teaching this course since, oh my God. He did that more than once with Buber. Half the class was, I had a conversation with Martin Buber about this. I'm like, oh my God. You know? Yeah. And then he was like, when I was in Harry Wolfson's class, I'm like, Harry Wolfson? That was like the leading Jewish scholar of like the turn of the 20th century. not quite. A little bit later than that. But it was crazy. He knew everything. It was very intense. So Rabbi Lam wrote his dissertation on this. And he goes through all this. So one possibility is that Lishma is for its purpose. And its purpose is to do the mitzvah. That seems to be the simple shot in the continuation of these lines here of Kala Rabbati. Because the next line, after we've talked about Lishma, it's amazing and it's great. It quotes the line that we saw last week of La'olam yasek adam b'Torah mitzvah shelo lishma shelo lishma b'lishma. And then the Gemara says, Ki kamar Rabbi Akiva b'shitad, Rabbi Meir b'shitad Rabbi Akiva. And this is according to Rabbi Akiva. Why? The Tanya Rabbi Akiva Omer, because Rabbi Akiva says, Kol ha'korei shelo lishma. Anyone who learns lo lishma, Noach lo shenehepcha shil yato al panav. It would have been worthy that the placenta was turned backwards and you never came out of your mother. Shine emar, but what's his proof text? Ushmartem mitzvotai, ushkiva mitzvot, vasitem otam. La'asiya nitatim, lo ledavar acher. I gave them to you to do and not for other things. And anyone who does it, lishma, after quoting that same pasuk, it's as if you made yourself, shenemar vasitem otam, you made yourself, you made them. Simple pshat and kala rabati, is that lishma is for its purpose, which is lilmoda manat la'asot. Okay, that's possibility one, and this is adopted by several Rishonim, several Achronim, to give you just examples, Sefer Chassidim, as part of his, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid's critique of Balei HaTosfot, because he didn't like Lamdus Lishma. Lishma is the wrong word here, but you know what I mean, right? Lamdus for Lamdus' sake. That didn't work, but okay. He says, if Chashav Adam Lilmod Lishma, Ketzad, what is Lishma? Yachshov Bilibo Kishilimod Kol Mash Elmod Akaye. Very simple. Lishma means that when I learn, I think that whatever I'm going to learn, I will keep. Fine, we can skip, but he develops this idea, but it's pretty clear. In the modern period, who is the great champion of such a view? I gave it to you in four just for a little bit of fun. Chacham Ovadia. Chacham Ovadia. This was everything for him. And if you would like to understand it, I gave you just a few lines. Reading the Hagdama de Yabia Omer is a singular experience. It is amazing. It is intense. It is, well, let's enjoy a little bit. Umichol until varim yesh lumod ki chova kdosha mitzah gdoyle Yisrael v'roshea yishivot di b'chol atar v'atar. It is a great obligation of all the gdoylim and all the roshei yishivot in every place lahadrich et lomdei yishivot, to teach the people in yeshiva v'adracha hamatima with the proper guidance v'ashkocha yitera seder limudeihem. An extra precision, right? Watching them, ulechalkel divrehem b'mishpat, to do it with right proper justice, ulechancham b'netivot ha'horaah, and to teach them how to paskin, uvarchod hayyan v'ayashar, straight thinking, lavin, to understand, lehorot, to teach, and paskin, lishaav lidarot, shalze amar gadol talmud shemevi lidei maaseh. That's what it means. Talmud to bring to action. La'asok balachot and nidrashot midei kol Rav Yisrael, to deal with the halachot that every rabbi needs to do. And now, in case you were wondering what he doesn't mean, before I read this, let me tell you a story. I don't know how many years this was. It was way before my time, 20, 30 years ago. Yeah, I've told you this before. Rabbi Ovadia was supposed to come for a year as a visiting Rosh Hashiva to YU. Lo kara. He came for a month. And as the story was told when I was in YU, he gave his first shir klali, and he starts off, and he gives an alumdus shir, and a ktsois, and a chakira, and whatever. And then he stops, and he says, good, ad kan habitl toira, achshav nilmod. Right? Right? Now watch what he says about, umama od yesh lehitstayer, you must have pain, birotenu that we see, we see the best of the young men of Israel, hamivalim kol zmanam, who waste all their time, rak bepilpulim shel hevel, with lamdos of vanity, mibli lavchin in yachonut v'reim al pi halacha v'asfara yeshara, without trying to figure out whether it makes sense for psak and for straight thinking, v'chaval ma'od al kishronoteihem ha'mazriim, woe for the loss of their great talent. Because you could have used them, you could have used them for actual problems and actual halacha. Instead of that, mashkim et kol mirtzam pilpulei shrak, they waste their time with these empty pilpulim, hamaknim chedvat nevesh bat chiluf, which gives them temporary joy, v'aleim yaut lehamlitz, and about them I say, it's proper to say, oizvim chaye oilam, they leave eternal world, v'oskim v'chaye sha'a, and are involved in pleasure of this world. And people like this, karov levade kigam shistarech livsog din, that when they want to paskin halacha, yata derech kramim lechet bederech akalkalot, they will leave the vineyards to be on the crooked paths. Vidad linavon, I'm skipping now, right, the ellipsis. This goes on for pages. Everybody knows that the purpose of Torah may be karob de lachsuke shmaita aliba de hilchita. The purpose is to get to practice alachal alachal lamaisa. Kamosha katu chazal talmud gadol shadam evni maisa lachain. Ikar alimud sarech liot binini orachayim viyaradeya. And therefore, you should be learning orachayim and yaradeya, not zvachim like we're doing next year. Hano hagim lamaisa ganbam bizman azem. That apply nowadays. The gam milimanami la kashel besitara visir at our bottom. So you don't, so you do mitzvah, you don't do averot. Vilo kemoshanog and mitzvahs tamide chachamim b'yeshiva b'suyama chosim kolzman b'pilpul b'seder kachim. Not those yeshiva who learn kachim v'taro she'ena nohagim tal b'zman hazeh el hilchata l'mashiach. That's for Mashiach. She b'bchina drosh l'kabal schar v'ilu binyanam nohagim b'zman hazeh in l'mchelek v'nachala. And in stuff that's practical, they know nothing. He would not be happy that I talked Regensburg down from Yidat Tzvachem. He would say, "I'm going to." That was me.
Are they saying it's good to learn, so to learn Torah?
I think it's a good idea, but...
Wait, why
are we what? Doing what? Yeah, we're not doing Yidat? No. Why not talk him back. Tell him Rav Avadya would be happy. I don't know. Shabbat, v'chot tefillah v'rachot. They don't know Shabbat, tefillah v'rachot. Gam binyanim, I know. I give elfin tmidi, banim rabot, shenichshalim, gam bidvar mayiduim, filo balibatim, hakvuim, kaivim itim latar barucham yardeh. And they get mistakes. They make mistakes, even in things that your average balabas, who spent some time learning halacha lemaisa, knows. So, Rav Avadya is a shtickle clear about what he thinks lishma is.
Moshe said you sent me something else similar to this. You sent him something else similar to this. It was about basically about how Pilpul is stopping people from actually learning the laws.
That I sent him this?
Is this Ibi Omer?
Yeah. It's Hakdama Ibi Omer.
But it's very similar.
It's okay. Literally just like the anti.
I'm aware what this is, yes. Anyways. You are understanding him correctly. Very good. Very good. You've got it. He agrees. You have now understood him. Ashrecha. You're right.
So saying just to learn for the sake of learning, you shouldn't know what it's for and all that. Is that right?
It's for the sake
no.
of...
But no. No.
Got it. Not to understand the meaning behind it. Is that
no.
Even
a, no. It's Hebrew. It's
understand what to do. What?
Now that we have like, so that you don't have to turn around and ask
him. Yeah, that's what you should be learning. What?
No, you're good.
Good. Now, before we get to,
he's learned everything.
How dare he learn everything?
So he can tell you what not to learn.
I had to look if there was anything practical. What? No. Not in the way you're thinking. Anyways, so before we get to the second view, I would just like to show you that the Briskers do not agree with Rav Avadya, but not just don't agree. They are, what? No. They go.
They say that learning is for the purpose of the learning.
No, they say that if you do this, then, right, so Rav Avadya is calling you down in whatever, what is it, the seventh level of hellfire or whatever we were doomed to or whatever, right? Yeah, eternal hellfire, right? Bina Levi looks at Rav Avadya, not, obviously, this is anachronistic, and he says, no, if you do that, that is nish talmud toira. So this is what he says, this is, before we get to what he thinks it is, let's just negate it. So the Gemara says in Bava Metzia and elsewhere, Amr Yehuda Mara, also the Darim, May Dichtiv Mi Aisha Chacham V'Yavein Etzod V'Asher Dvar Diber Pi Hashem Elav V'Yagid Alma Avdaretz. The Gemara wants to know Alma Avdaretz. For what? Why was the Beit HaMikdash destroyed? Why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? Davar Ze Amru Chachamim V'Lo Pershu. This is what the Chachamim said and didn't explain. Amru Nevi'im, lo pershu. The Nevi'im said it and didn't explain. Acha pershu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo. So God himself said, let me explain. Shene Emar, Vayomer Hashem al Azvam et Torati, Asher Natati Lifnehem. They left the Torah. Amru Rav Yehuda Marav, what does it mean they left the Torah? Shel Berchu B'Torah Tchila. They didn't say
Berchu
HaTorah. So all the Rishonim, all the Acharonim go crazy, and they say, that? That was that? You didn't say Birchat HaTorah, and for that, the end of the universe. So beta, so there's many different explanations, but I just want to show you, we're not, by the way, I should just, disclaimer, this is not a comprehensive share. I understand it's six single space pages, but it is not comprehensive. It is just a taste. Beta Levi says, what does this mean? It also says, why don't Nechamim have children who are Nechamim because they don't make a bracha? The Kadav Shamaran, Shalayatara Chashuvinim, Shadiruil of Arechaleh, Shalayiskin Ralishma. The Ran says, why is that so bad? Because it shows they didn't value it to learn it Lishma. So the Beit Alevi says, Lefiyam Mavor Leal Yesh Lomar. So this is part of a long drasha, but I'm just giving you the crux. The Haim Ayusvurim, why didn't they make a bracha? Let me tell you his lamdas, then I'll read it inside.
They didn't think it was real learning of Torah.
Because
they weren't learning actually.
No, because they thought like a Bavadia. And therefore, what did they view Torah as? A Hechsher Mitzvah, because they thought it was Lomar Lazor, and therefore it was a Hechsher Mitzvah. Do you make a bracha on a Hechsher Mitzvah? On a preparation for a Mitzvah?
No.
No, he said the
must
problem.
Must be it's a Mitzvah in and of itself.
Yes! It's the inverse of Ravadia. He says, no, if you only learn the Mitzvah, then you wouldn't make a bracha, because it's a mere Hechsher Mitzvah. He says, Yesh Lomar, the Hamel, he's from the Lima Torah, Eino Mitzvah, Mitzar Atma. They thought the Torah wasn't its own Mitzvah. Rak Ikar Mashitarch Lomod, who could they lay da Heach Uma Las of Ikar Yasiyah? They thought the battle of Torah was to figure out what to do. Vaha Amrina Bimenachot, they call Mitzvah, the Asiyat the Gemar Mitzvah. And the Gemar says, Menachot, that you only make a bracha if the act is the Gemar Mitzvah. Kigon Mila Mavarchan Aleah, Mitzvah Shenazi, the Gemar Mitzvah, Ein Mavarchan Aleah. But something that's only the beginning of a process or a Hechsher Mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. Umishum hachid lifi daitam lo hayu mevarchim birchat haTorah kim din gemar mitzvah. So they didn't make a birchat haTorah because it wasn't the end of the mitzvah, because it was only limud alan lasot. Vinei haonesh umida keneged mida. So now Ezra, as much as he likes the briskers are lishma, he's like, for that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, and the Beit Halevi says, yes, I will own it. I own this. It is mida keneged mida. Because the Gemara, the Mishnah, the end of Kedushin says the world can't exist without perfumers and without tanners. And right, the continuation, but you're lucky if you get the good smelling and not bad smelling job. So too the Torah can't exist without people who learn Torah. Right, and he said, sorry, and Tamid Chamim and those who are involved in their Amunah and doing what they're supposed to do. He says, if you think they're the same thing, or if you think that Torah is just about doing it, then learning Talmud Torah and being committed to what you're supposed to be doing are the same, are Hainu Hach. Right, the same thing. Because then you'll have the one guy who's learning Torah, one guy who has a job, and the rabbi is just standing there and telling him, this is how you do the job, this is how you do the job. That's all that it is. And then I can just hire my personal expert. I won't learn Torah, I'll just have my personal posek. I'm rich enough, I don't need to learn Torah. I can do my job and hire a mashkiach 24/7 to tell me how to live my life. I don't need to learn Torah. Masha ain't getting a limud with etzam a mitzvah. If Torah is the mitzvah itself, lo shayach lo marsha yisagib a limud shalacherim. Can't use other people's learning. Dachiyav umut al kol echav echad. Everyone's chayav. Akroch ya'an shalom mevarchim betar tchila. Since they didn't bless, bala ma'onish ha'atarin muhzek at etzlam. Rak olechem adam ladam. So then the Torah just went from person to person because no one really cared. They didn't let them in shum nafka mina im hu o echad lo. And then you can go to galut because you don't matter either. Hey, you want to be in Eretz, fine. You don't want to? Okay. You don't get a claim unless you. So, the Beit Halevi didn't yet tell you exactly what he thinks Lashma is, but you can already see he's going to go in a very different direction. So, but possibility one is Lishma is for its purpose, which is Lomod Amanat Lasser. Possibility one. Possibility two is L'shem, we'll talk about it, is L'shem Hashem. Shem Hashem. Who the Rambam seems to hold that the purpose of Torah is L'shem Hashem. Well, let's see what it means. So look at the Rambam. There's a few halachot in Hilchot Teshuvah. Ha'oved me'ahava, someone who serves God by, out of love. Osek b'toru v'mitzvot, he keeps Torah and mitzvot. V'holich b'netivot ha'chochma, and follows the path of wisdom. Lo mibnei davar be'olam, not for any other reason in the world. Lo mibnei yirat ha'ra'ah, not because he's afraid of punishment. V'lo k'dei lirash ha'tova, and not for reward, to inherit the good. El osa ha'emet, mibnei shu ha'emet, v'sof ha'tova lavo biglala. The right, because it's right, and reward will come. This is a very high level. It's not even reaches. Avram Avinu Shekarua Kadosh Baruch Hu Avo. This is Avram's level, who is God, who loved God. Lefisha Lo Avad Ela Me'Ava. V'Amala Shetzivanu Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yidei Moshe Shneimar Ahavta Et Hashem Elokecha. V'Zman Sheov Adam Et Hashem Ava Riuya Miyad Yaseh Kol Mitzvot Me'Avan. If you love God, you do all of it. Okay, first point. Point two, Amru Chachamim Harishonim, and the Chachamim said, "Shema Tomar Reini Lo Me Torah Bishvil Shia Ashir." You might think that someone should learn Torah and say, "Because I'm going to be rich, Bishvil Shekra Rebbe, so that people will call me Rabbi's Earring." That's why I learned Torah, so I can get that title. Clearly, that was my whole goal. Anyways, you shouldn't learn for titles. Titles are meaningless. Not talking to anybody there. B'shvil she'gavo schar ba'olam haba, for schar in the world to come. Talmud lomar li'ahava et Hashem, to love God. Kol ma'ashadem osim lo ta'asu ela me'ahava. Whatever you do, you do out of love of God. B'oramru chachamim mitzvotav chafetz me'od v'lo b'schar mitzvotav, that you love the mitzvot, not the reward of the mitzvot. B'chein ha'yugdolei ha'chachamim mitzuhim mitzuyim l'nevone tamideyem. Don't serve God because you want reward. Just because he's worthy to serve, because of, out of love. Halacha hey, kol osik b'torah kedei lekabel sachar, if you learn Torah for reward, o kedei shelo tagia alav puranut, or to not be punished. Hareza osik shelo lishma, that is lo lishma. V'chol osik ba lo liyira. And if you are involved in Torah, not out of fear and not for reward, ela mipnei ahavat adon kol haaretz, but out of love of God, shetzivaba hareza ozeg ba lishma, that is lishma. Okay, so the simple pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam is a little bit more complicated. Immediately, there's some other things going on, but at least the Rambam is pretty clear in this one line that what is lishma? Because out of ahava, because I love God. But Amru Chachamim, and how do I know that's what he means in this line? Because this is what it means when it says Lo Lam Yasok Adam B'Tarav Afilu Shalol Lishma Shudok Shalol Lishma Ba Lishma Lefichah Kishem Alamdim Ektanim Eran Hashem Klalam Eretz Ein Alamdo Ela Laavod Miyera. So those warrant level, you start with fear. Davar Yadua Ubaror Sheim Enavat Hakadosh Baruch Hu Nikshar V'Lavash Adam Aishkeba Tamid, and the love of God is not really attached to your soul until you spend a lot of time, karaoi v'yazov et kol bashavolam chutimen, and leave everything else in the world. Moshe tzivav amar b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha, with all your heart and all your soul. Eino oev HaKadosh Baruch Hu ela b'dat sheyidoeyu. And we've talked about it before, you can only love God through knowledge, right? Love that is not grounded in knowledge, not to go back to a machloket I was having with someone tomorrow, yesterday, not happening, not doing that. But if your love is not grounded in knowledge, it is not love. V'alpia de'a, only through knowledge tiyeh ha'ahava, will there be love. Im me'at me'at, if you have a little bit of knowledge, then you will only love God a little bit. V'im harbe harbe. V'fichach, and if you know a lot, you'll love God a lot. V'fichach tarich adam le'acheid, but I do put my view completely behind the Rambam. I'm not rehashing it, I'm just saying I'm a Maimonidean. This is not controversial. You may not agree with me, but take it up with the Rambam, not me. Lefichach tzarech adam. We can take it up later, but not now. Lefichach tzarech adam liached atzmo lavin laskil b'chachmod utzvonon emodim lo et konog v'koch, etc. You have to know all of the knowledge that you need. Lavin lasik moshar v'ilchot yisodei Torah yidei lekabel schar shetibet da'atan v'chichu chachma yitira migalim lemrazem ad ma'ad margilino to yanzeh benachat shigu v'yideu v'yavdu me'ahava. The Rambam says something similar in Perush Mishnah 8, right? This is an Agdamah Chelek where he's talking about how you start doing it for reward, you do it later not for reward. Where he tells you this whole story. I won't read all of it inside, right? But he says, right, that because humans aren't perfect, right, you start with whatever you start with, right, with motivation, with candy, with reward, with punishment, whatever. But then when he says, and what's the goal? The Yomar Madua Lo Meirani Ad Elimur Azeh in the middle, L'Kedei La'asik Bo Azeh Be'emet, V'zeh Oit L'Cham Shalom L'Shema Kol Mershu Mekayim V'Nitzvot V'Oseh Otam Lo Min V'Shtadeh Lo Leman Oto Davar Atzma Leman Davar Acher. Right, you're doing it for something else. Right here he has a different formulation than what is Lishma. So look at the last line. Ein tachlit amet el ledatu amet. The purpose of the truth is to know that it's truth. Okay, this is a little bit of a different formulation, right? But in the first one, he's clear that at least one interpretation of Lishma is l'shem ahavat Hashem, for God, right? For loving God, to come to love of God. But the point is, the Torah is a tool for something else. That tool is just love of God, right? Not just, yes, Ezra.
I would argue that it's really the same because in the says that
no, I agree with you that emet, that God is emet and emet is God. I get that.
Yeah. Like,
what?
It seems like an axiomatic thing. Like it's just the right thing. Like the law of God is just like.
No, no, I agree with you. I agree with you at some level that they are very similar. Correct. No, it's a different emphasis, I should say. Right? He focuses on emet, but yes, for God, God chotamo shal kodesh baruch hu emet, as the Gemara says, God's seal is truth. God is truth. Truth is God. Right, is ultimate reality, and you should do it because of your love of ultimate reality. Yes, some, I don't think these are in contradiction. It's a different emphasis, but I think that this idea is also in the Shalah, for example. Right, so it's, you know, this is that equally. You could believe it, you could be Maimonidean, you could be a Kabbalist. Well,
said Inshallah.
In the Shalah. Oh, Inshallah. Yes, Inshallah. Very good. Yes, yes, it is. Well, Inshallah is. What? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Great. But it wasn't meant to be a pun. It was the Shalah, which is the next source, as you can see. Ba'olemi dvar avsham, gizal yirek, yovein amitiyu, ashalo yichavein ba'avodato l'shum tachlit, zulat atzmuna mitzvah, tzir tzir atzach, zir nekra, ovein me'ahava, v'divrei rabotein. Right? It's doing mitzvah for its own sake, i.e. doing it out of love.
That could still be for the sake of... Yeah. Like, there still it could still be some category of the sake of the...
Okay, but the second is the right, the L'shem Hashem model, right? This is what Rabbi Lam calls the did I even put it? Yeah, whatever, I'll leave it for now. Okay, that's view two. We'll see if we can get how much of view three we can get through. View three is traditionally, the view of Reb Chaim Volozhin. Reb Chaim Volozhin famously wrote a book called Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim is a wonderful book. Most people only read the fourth section of Nefesh HaChaim, because the first three sections, they read it and they're like, I don't understand the Kabbalah here. I don't get it. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, fourth chay, like Talmud Torah. What? They're not about Talmud Torah. They're about the metaphysics of the world and Tefillah. It's Kabbalah. It's very deep Kabbalah. It's a great book from beginning to end. I love Nefesh HaChaim. I can't promise you I understood it. I tried. I hope I understood it, but, you know. I didn't only read the fourth section, if that's what you're asking. I read the whole thing. Okay? Horrible. Horrible, I know. I'm a terrible person. No, lo aleinu, rachman alitzlot. What?
That's what I thought the real sin was.
The real sin. The real sin as on my 40. Just like the Arizal who died before he was 40.
That's so ironic.
Yeah. Just like him. Anyways, so the Nefesh HaChaim.
He closed his eyes on
it. So, yeah. The Nefesh HaChaim. So the Nefesh HaChaim, what does he say? What does he say Lishma is?
Well, not
very good. Moro is right that Reb Chaim Volozhin introduced. Guys, this is important. Reb Chaim Volozhin and Nefesh HaChaim introduced the theory that Lishma is L'shem HaTorah. Lishma is for the Torah. Lishma, for its For its sake. For it.
So you're saying to learn for learning's sake.
There you go. Learn for learning's sake. Now.
What does that mean?
Oh, if only it was so simple.
I can tell you.
Yeah, no, it's more complicated than that. That's why the Nefesh HaChaim wrote an entire book on this topic. That's why Rabbi Lam wrote an entire book, Understanding Rabbi Chaim V'Lajin. And then Rabbi Yochum Krumbein wrote an entire series of like 30 shirim critiquing Rabbi Lam's Understanding of Rabbi Chaim V'Lajin. And guess what? This is a very complicated thesis.
Oh, man.
So we're going to try to understand it. Let's see if we can do this.
So we have an hour to get a series of shirim
on a book. Oh, yeah, five minutes, Rob.
We may not finish today, but let's get it. let's start. But just in case you thought he wasn't doing something new, let's at least get started. I didn't give you all of Nefesh HaChaim. I only gave you five prakim of Nefesh HaChaim.
Out of?
This is five prakim of one section of four sections.
How long is each section?
Long.
Like how many
Inyan,
prakim?
What?
Like how many prakim?
The book is like this thick.
Oh.
Inyan Esek HaTorah Lishma. What is Lishma? Ha'amet HaBarur. The truth is clear. Ki Lishma. Ein Perushu Dveikut. Kemoshe Sovrim Ata Rov HaOlam. Let's get one thing clear. It is not clinging to God. That is not Lishma. It's not. Boom. And now, this is... Just brace yourselves right now for some of the most fancy anti-Hasidish.
All right. Well, this was written against.
Oh, yes. This is written against Hasidim. Now, watch this intellectual match. He says, Sha'arei Amru Chazal b'midrash. The Midrash says as follows. Shebikesh David ha-melech avalav ha-shalom yilfanav yitbarach sha'osek b'tihilim yichashev etzlo yitbarach ki lo'osek b'negayim ova'olo. The Midrash says that David asked God that saying Tehillim should be equivalent to learning Nigayim and Tahara, the complicated areas of Halacha. The Hasidim, parenthetically, looked at this Midrash and said, aha, Talmud Torah is about clinging to God, and therefore saying Tehillim is also a way to cling to God.
That's why they have like a
Chamech. Because learning with in depth is better to God than Tehillim. Vim no mar shalishma perish tveiku dafka v'rach bozet tolu kol ikrein yaneisek haTorah. Because if you thought that the only purpose of Torah was to be close to God, then Tehillim is so much better. So much better. Talk about how much I love God, how much I have faith in God. Halo ein tveiku yoter niflami ret Tehillim karoi kol hayom. Saying Tehillim all day is the best. Vigam, and then watch this move. This is Rav Chaim V'Lajin at his best. And now you'll tell me, but David HaMelech asked God that Tehillim should be equal to Talmud Torah.
He asked, didn't get permission necessarily.
Very good. Vigam Yodev Yiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ayyadu Mazah. The Midrash doesn't say God said yes. What are you talking about? David wanted it and God said, no. No, thank you. I would rather you be learning Talos. I'd rather you be learning Zvachim. We don't find an answer. And he said, if it was about Dveikut, so fine, learn one parak of Gemara. One Mishnah. You should sit, and this is actually what the Rav Nachman of Breslov says you should do, is take a single halacha. Not that you shouldn't learn other things, but he says you should take a line, a Mishnah, and just repeat it over and over until you're like in a trance-like state. Right? That's one of the forms of his bodhidut that he has.
What?
No, because he thinks it's his bodhidut. It's a way of, right, entering this like meditation with God. And Rav Chaim V'Lajin says, "V'lo chein matzino lechazal." Sha'amru Ar Yochum and Zak Zonich Mikra Mishnah Alach Vagod. Ar Yochum and Zak, I didn't leave anything that he didn't learn. You always have to think that what you've learned until now is not enough. So you would add every hour, every day. Perik Yod Amari Borei Kamakashi Amadin Chatida Kadosh Baruch Hu Ladun Kolam Kulao. God is eventually going to judge the world. Ba Misha Yesh Biyado Mikra Vemiel Mishnah. If someone knows, and in case you wonder, some of you wonder, why am I so harsh? Why am I so insistent on knowing Kol HaTorah Kula? And then you remember that I am trained and grew up in yeshivot where Torah the Brisk and the Torah that came from the Gra and Rechaim Volozhin is the lifeblood. You might understand why I'm obsessed. Because I read things like this and I grew up on things like this, which is, if someone knows Tanakh and isn't a Mishnah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feched panav mimenu umitzire gehenna mitgabrin bo. He takes his face, shoves it in hell, right? And the powers of hell overpower him, right? Vehem not lenoto umashlichen oto lehem. They take him, they chuck him into hell. Ba mishyeshem oto shnei sidarim. O shlosha, if someone knows two or three sidarim of shas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu omer lebini kalachot lama lo shenito tam. God says, instead of saying shkoyach, he says, what about the rest? Where's the rest? What? You didn't learn Kol HaTorah Kula? You wonder why this fire is in me. You wonder. If someone knows all of halacha, the midrash halacha. What? You're not an expert in the midrash halacha? You're doomed for eternity. If you have Torah Kanim, you already have the midrash halacha and vayikra. And now you wonder, why did I spend last year going, after I finished Yerushalmi, going through all Midrash Halacha? Now you know, right? I'm terrified, right? There you go! HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amalei B'ni Chamish Yechon Shetara Lama Lo Shanita She didn't create Shema. What about Chumash? I don't know why this order. Don't ask me. B'amish Yechlo B'yadu Chamish Yechon Shetara Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lama Lo Mata Agadda. You learn all that, God says, what about Agadata? Now you know why I have Agadah Tashir. Welcome. Welcome to my life. Right? You know Agadah? Okay, you learned Kol HaTorah Kula. What, you didn't teach? Right? It's never going to be enough. Never. Talmud. You learned Talmud. Sorry, no. You didn't. What about Talmud? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Le'Bini. Oh, Hovind is talking about Talmud. Sipita Be'Mar Kafa. Oh, you did all this and you learned Gemara? Oh, this is the Merkava of God. Welcome. Welcome. Right? He said, look at the next line. Kise kvodi heichan heyachu omid. Please look at my throne. Right? The godly throne. Okay? Chashmal heyach yomid. Look at the angels. Uvekana banimu mitapech. Ayin shom ba'orech. Umistab ranam yachi. And this makes sense. There's so much in Gemara, you have to learn and go deeper and deeper. All the things you need to know. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe we should do Nida. I don't know. What can I do? I've learned Tzvachim and I've learned Nida. I don't know. Like for me, right? It was up to me. I do Tzmura because I don't know Tzmura well enough. I have a minor terror and I'm getting to Shamayim and God is going to say no Tamura Erchin and Bacharot. That's like where I like my real Chesronot are. Like I don't know Kol HaTorah Kula, but I really don't know Tamura and Erchin very well, you know, and it scares me very much. I'm very scared. Anyways, oh Amasa and Matan Bishas or the conversation the Gemara Uklali Dine Migo Shel Ramot. Right, what? You didn't know every halacha of Migo and every svara of trickery in Shas? He said, by the time you learn all of that, good luck having dveikut. Right? Okay, I'll read you two more lines. We're already over time, but at least set you up for next time. So after that tirade, he says, no, so what's lishma? Aval he'emet ki inyan lishma perosh. Lishem HaTorah. Lishma is for the Torah itself. Va'inyan kol shemeirish harosh. It's like the Rosh said. Al maimer lozerit sadok. V'rasei dvarim lishem polan. V'daber ben lishman. Do it for God and speak lishman. Zer lishono. And this is what the Rosh says. Asei dvarim lishem polan. Lishmo shal kol nishbaruch hu shepol ha'kolaman. You first learn for God. But what is lishman? Daber and lishman? Kol diburecha umasoecha b'divrei Torah. All your learning in Torah. Yiyeh l'shem ha-Torah. Should be for Torah, for one goal. Leida, to know ulahavin, to understand, losif lekach, to add lessons upilpul, and analysis. V'lo litkanter litkaot, and not to put other people down. Dikdek livaer shinu l'shanai l'zabrei tzadok shvasi amal shim polon. By asiyah, for mitzvot, he said. Mitzvot, why do you do mitzvot? For Hashem. L'shem polon. Ubedibor, but what you say, meaning Torah, amar lishman. Lachain be'inyan ha'asira perish l'shmo shakadosh baruch hu. So for mitzvot, it's for God, shapala kolomaneu, because God created all for himself. Uvenyan ha'limud, but for Torah, perish l'shem ha'Torah. V'kavanatoza, what does it mean? Mevor ha'inu ki asir ha'mitzvah, v'adet shichliyot l'mitzvah min ha'mukhor b'dveikur v'achshav ha'tahora, shavit ha'horo kifi sichlo v'asagato. Mitzvot, you do for the purest intent to cling to God. Kidei shit kaleis ilo aligrom tikunei olomot, and to fix the supernal worlds in all the Kabbalistic ways that he explained in the previous three sections of the Nefesh HaChayim. I'll skip two lines. Blah, blah, blah. And the more kavana, the better. Skip three lines. Aval an hagara adam bishat itzek atorah. But when you're learning, bidine yamit v'dolchotayen, amru v'dabarhen. Speak them, ratzol mar dimer, bidine yamit v'dolchotayen, yeh lishman. They should be lishma perish, lishem hadivrei Torah. For the words of Torah themselves, haynu leida. To know, ulahavin, understand, ulahosif lekach upilkbol. And then he notes that Rashi has a different gersa. But skip after the parentheses. V'zeu shemesayim hashas kav yochum and zagzol aniach l'kayim hashom l'anchal v'yesh mevura inyan shom b'chol to parashu mamar atorak tosha atzmer v'chutz torana sheyesh l'el yada, etc., etc. Okay? Finish it. You learn it for love of itself. To gain understanding. Zehu ohavi. That is who loves God. The one who learns Torah. Not, ironically, for God, but for the Torah.
But the Torah is not a lie.
For the Torah. Okay. So guys, what we want to do. guys, so what we're gonna do next week is the following. Okay, I know I'm over time, so let me just summarize. Guys, give me a minute. Next week, we now have the three views out. We need to figure out what did Chaim Volozhin actually mean. And we're gonna see that there is a major machloket. The Rilam has one interpretation of Chaim Volozhin. Rav Krumman has a very different interpretation of Chaim Volozhin. And what I'm gonna do is figure out who is right or who is more plausible based on not just the two paragraphs we just saw in Rechaim Elashin, but the next three. That's all that's left, is these three. I will parenthetically point out that in the past, when I've taught the topic of Lishma, I would say, and this is a limud in and of itself, that if you want to understand the deep, deep-seated tension between learning things for God and learning things for Torah itself, and you want to have a completely mind-bending experience of trying to figure out which is which, there's one perek in Tanakh you must learn that when you actually read it and pay attention, it is a terrifying experience, and that is the longest perek in Tehillim, Kuf Yutet, very good. Because in Tehillim, Kuf Yutet, which is an ode to Talmud Torah, 176 psukim, 8 acrostics of Alephbet, just about Talmud Torah. The line between God and Torah becomes very, very complicated. To just give you an example. Can I give you an example just to whet your appetite? Here's a pasuk from Tehillim Chav Zayin. Okay, not Chav Yutet. Al taster panecha mimeni. Don't hide your face from me. Who's you?
The learner?
No, the person whose face is being hidden. The being. God! Al taster panecham eni. God, don't hide yourself from me. Tehillim kuf yotet. Dear anochi v'aretz, I am a stranger in the land. Al taster mimeni mitzvotecha. Don't hide your... Don't let your mitzvot hide from me. Or, Tehillim tet zayin. Shiviti Adonai l'negdi tamid kimini balemot. God is before me. Tehillim kuf yotet. Derech emuna v'acharti. Then who are you, Shiviti? Who is always in front of me? Mishpatecha Shiviti. Your laws are in front of me. Ah, very good. In the most crazy of ones, I will mention last week, but what would be the craziest thing that one might do that might blur the line between God and I know I'm going over, but I'll end with this, that might blur the line between God and Torah, it would make this more complicated. What would be the strangest thing one could do? We already sort of did that. Would be if you did something weird like daven to the mitzvot, right? Daven to the Torah, which I'm sorry to say is a bunch of psukim in Tehillim Kuf Yud Tet.
Is it even daven to the Torah?
All right, Morty.
I'm just going to say that things get a little bit, the line gets a little bit blurry. My point is that this line and understanding exactly what Chaim Volozhin is doing, it's complicated because even in Tanakh sometimes, right, the line is blurred, which is going to be the crux of this machloket between Rabbi Lam and Rav Krumman, which is what is he really saying? Is he really saying what he sounds like he's saying? And that's what we'll see next week, okay? I thought I would do it in one, but I didn't really think I'd do it in one. Maybe I did. I don't know. Planning fallacy. I don't know. Okay? Even if I hadn't wasted 20 minutes at the end, I went 10 minutes overtime. Okay.